Hello, 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 hello.
We have an announcement. We're doing our next recordings on Saturday, February 15th at 12 p.m. and 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can tune in by going to our Facebook page and clicking on the Facebook Live event.
Yeah, have a ball with us.
You can call in. You can play along online. It's a really great community of 35 people.
You can meet all of them. Shake their cyber hands. And they're all named Trevor.
See you there, Trevor.
Mm-hmm. And if you didn't get all that, instead of pressing back, you could just message Alex and he'll let you know.
Your evil little elf. There you go.
Okay. Did you make this sound?
No. Someone that she knew.
Big huge.
Big huge.
Like an indie
I liked
band.
It.
It's fun. Yeah. It's catchy.
We're catchy.
Mm-hmm. Catchy podcast.
Oh my gosh, it's happening. It's starting. Oh yes, here we go. And welcome to Dr. Game Show. I'm Joe Firestone. I'm here with Manolo Moreno.
I'm also here.
And we are hosts of Dr. Game Show. This is how it works. We play games submitted by listeners. You can email us games at drgameshow@gmail.com. That's DR. Yeah, wait. You figure it out. And, try it around. And then, and if you want to, we play these games with callers from all over the world and comedian in studio guests.
Is that right?
Well, like callers like Evan from Madison, Wisconsin, or Maggie from Hallsville, Texas, uh-huh. That kind of thing.
Oh, then in studio guests.
Oh, in studio guests, kind of like people like John Wyatt Haskell, that kind of thing.
Oh, cool.
Oh, hey there.
Hey.
Oh,
hey guys.
Hey there. Oh, hey guys.
Hey.
John, if you don't know John's work, he's written for The Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon and also I Love You America with Sarah Silverman. And I do
what
think
else did he do?
I feel like your most famous I think actually your most famous credit might be Real Carrot Facts.
It might be, yeah.
How many? It's got quite a few followers.
Can you explain
it was a Twitter account I started maybe in like 2012 that was just very, it was like tweeting carrot facts, but with misspellings and they weren't real facts. And then for some reason it caught on and I did it for a while. I tried to parlay it into a book, but that fell through and then I stopped tweeting because I was upset. And now, when I stopped, it maybe had like 240,000 followers or something. But gradually, if I don't check it anymore because I get sad. Check it, but when I do, I think it's around like 200,000 now.
Do you ever feel like you could get it back up and running and get that book deal? And
I wonder. I would just need to figure out I just don't get as excited about it as I used to. But
maybe it needs a rebranding, like Musical.ly turned into TikTok and now it's taken off.
I think I actually think that's like what it would need. Maybe I could, yeah, become a TikTok star.
Yeah, just do that.
Somebody said that in regard, Roxanne on our message board said that they would read the tweets aloud to friends. And then witness them laugh and laugh. And then the friends would get sick of Roxanne reading them. But Roxanne wouldn't stop.
That's really nice.
Do you think it was like meant to be a group activity?
That was the initial thought. Like I was like, what? I was trying to think of a group activity. And then I was like, then it turned into that. Yeah.
And it got kind of sad, right? The tweets
themselves. Yes. Every now, it would be like every now and then there would be a tweet that was like, I miss Megan or something like that. And like, there was this through line that whoever was tweeting it, like Megan had broken up with him. And
oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
It's kind of, it's called like deep world building. I think that's what it's called in the sitcom world, called deep world.
I would totally read that book.
I love sitcoms and developing characters and arcs and stuff.
You do.
Yep.
Well, you do. Interesting.
Mm-hmm. How many acts are you? Like 3-act kind of person.
Yeah, and sometimes even a quick button as a fourth act.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and so, so John, you're, like, just to give the listeners a sense of who you are beyond the carrots, kind of, could you kind of give us a sense of, like, what's a typical, like, what's the best case scenario that you're ended up playing a game?
What's the best case scenario that I'm ended up playing a game?
You heard her, right?
Whatever question you thought I asked.
The best case scenario that I ended up playing a game is would be a game about, like, if I'm interpreting the question correctly, I think, like, a game with animals would be. I like animals.
You do?
So, like,
Which ones?
Chickens.
You like chickens?
Yeah. Frogs. Mm.
I do. I gotta say, I will say this. I know two foods that you like as well.
You do?
Oh, let's hear it.
I think I know one that you know.
Which one?
I think you might be gonna. You might say hummus.
Oh, I wasn't gonna say hummus. Oh. I was gonna say peanuts and grapes.
Oh, explain that one.
So you meant comedically. Yeah, I was thinking taste.
Oh, yeah.
Because taste-wise, yeah.
Taste-wise, you love hummus. Yeah. But comedically, you love peanuts and grapes.
Peanuts and grapes are two foods that I also think, like, shout out to Becky Krause here, too, because I think she's also into peanuts and grapes. But I think there's just something funny about how small and simple they are. You can slip on them. I always...
You can?
On a peanut?
Well, I always like... thinking about that.
So how do you use these?
So it might be like, you know, if I was trying to, let's say someone was like, John, think of the best sketch you can think of or something, then I would be like, okay, well, clearly it's a man who walks into a store but he has a peanut on his shoulder and he orders some milk, leaves, and as he leaves he slips on a grape. The peanut falls off and rolls into the sewer, something like that.
Oh, that's pretty good. Yeah, I could picture that.
Yeah,
I could picture myself laughing at it.
He orders some milk.
Yeah.
Milk. Oh, you know what? I thought you said he orders a milk and a leaf, but you said orders milk and leaves.
Yeah, yeah.
And leaves, like a bunch of leaves.
Yeah. Wait.
That's what I thought you, and I was like, this is an interesting, like, it's a was it Magritte painting or something?
Well, we did have a game. We have a peanut game.
Do you really?
Yeah. We have a game where people call in and they have to say whether in front of them is a peanut, two peanuts, no peanuts, or a blue peanut.
A blue peanut?
A peanut painted blue. And we have to guess based on if they're telling the truth.
And people voted that game in for, like, what?
Yeah, that was a winning for 5 weeks.
Wow.
But if you have any ideas for grape games, I guess maybe, I don't know, maybe as a kind of a goal for this episode, maybe people can come up with names of grape-based games, and then if you can come up with the rules.
Yes.
Do you think that?
Yeah, that sounds great.
Okay, somebody just said grape Suzettes.
Grape Suzettes?
Is that a pun?
I think it's a pun on crepe Suzette.
Oh.
What's a crepe Suzette?
It's a one you light on fire.
Huh?
Use a fire.
Crepe?
Fire crepe.
How do you, does it just like across, there's like a flame that just, or is it just charred? Or
it's not charred.
How does this work?
No, it's
like a creme brulee.
Will you help me?
I don't know what a crepe Suzette is, but I would assume it's charred as well.
I just said it wasn't charred. Nobody listens to me.
But, like, where does the fire go? Like, above it? Does it float above it?
Okay, so it's a flame.
Is it inside the
flambe? On flambe.
Oh.
Okay.
That helps both of you?
Charred, like a...
Charred? No.
Can you flambe it?
Is it like a
black
crust? Did you say creme brulee? It's like a creme brulee?
No.
That's what I thought. Wait, so are creme brulees... flambéed?
It's the French episode, everybody. We are speaking French the whole time.
Our brulee is flambé. Because that's like charred, but it's pretty good. You crack it. Do you have to crack the crepe, Suzette?
No. Okay, so somebody also on the message board just suggested grape nuts or pebbles. Do you have an idea for a game with that?
Well, grape Suzette could be one where if you have the caller has three grapes lined up. I feel like they'd have small wigs on them, either blonde, brunette, or gray. And then you know that starting off, and then the caller takes one. The caller takes one of the grapes and moves it a little bit further away from the others, and you have to guess, did they move the brunette, the blonde, or the gray grape further away?
Man. And it's a game that they're all named Suzette.
Yeah, there's something.
Which Suzette?
Yeah, which grape Suzette did I move?
Stepped forward. Yeah. Man,
wow.
Whenever you talk about grapes and peanuts, you pull me into this magical world that I never thought I would. I'm like immersed all of a sudden.
They're kind of like unsung heroes. They're always there.
But it's you. You're the. You're the magic man.
You're the magic man. That's, I mean.
Do you guys have a grape nuts or pebbles? I mean, it sounds kind of grape nuts or pebbles.
I know. What if you have a grape and a pebble and you throw it at someone else? And based on their owl, you have to decide whether it was a grape or a pebble thrown at them.
I would love
classic
that game.
Joe, that's a classic
pretty
Joe.
Pretty good.
You remember that
what
one?
What do you think would be like a pebble owl?
Well, Noel, you're good at act outs.
I know. Okay.
Yeah, here we go.
I'll do a sound effect. Yeah. This is a pebble owl. And then a grape nut owl is this.
What is that soundboard?
Oh, I used to do sound effects.
You're supposed to do sound effects this whole time. You want to just run them through? Just because John likes sound effects. If you could just run them through what the options are today.
Okay, so if someone gets the answer right, this is the sound effect.
Oh, yeah.
Or it could be this.
And that's a fact.
And, oh, here's another one.
Hey, I think that's right.
And then if they don't get it right, it's a...
Haha, no way.
Ooh, that was savage. you don't go easy on them.
No. Yeah,
it's kind of savage around here. And it's pretty savage. Yeah. So this is, I guess people, if you're calling in 857-MANOLO-1, you can always give us an idea for a grape game. Just kind of puts John in the right headspace and definitely puts Manolo in the right headspace for sure.
I don't know if I could handle that many world transitions.
But maybe you could have a little grape sound effect. Would that be nice every time a grape or a peanut is mentioned? Maybe just a little something?
What about one of the owls? No?
Maybe one that we haven't heard.
Oh, one that we haven't heard?
Yeah. Every time we say grape. Grape.
Oh, hold on,
grape.
Hold on.
Grape.
Wait, no.
Grape.
Ah.
Grape. Grape.
Okay.
Grape.
Okay, this is my niece.
Ding, ding, ding. Okay.
That's pretty good.
Every time you say peanut.
A new one? I'm running out of these things. All right, how about Marina Franklin's mouth fart?
Okay, so every time peanut is mentioned, you get a little of that. And every time grape is mentioned. Ding, ding, ding. Okay, great.
That's awesome.
That's just something to kind of. This is going to be just kind of a fun little thing to keep going with. Another person suggested Grapes Anatomy, if you have any ideas for that.
Oh my gosh. I think that would just essentially be the game Operation, but with grapes in each of the little holes. So you have to take the grapes out of the body.
Going to be tricky. Going to be very tricky. I just watched, read On the Road by Jack Kerouac, and there's a funny line in there where he says, in California, you suck the juice out of the grapes.
Ding, ding, ding.
And then you spit away the skins. And that's a luxury.
The skins of what?
Of the grapes?
Of the grapes.
Did you...
Ding, ding, ding.
Did you circle that line?
Yeah, I circled it.
Yeah. Do you do that when you read a book?
No, but I remember certain things.
One time she handed me a book and it was riddled with highlights and circles and notes.
Do you know what book it was?
What book was it?
Was it like, "Hey, Sammy, run.
Run,
over here.
Sammy, run." Oh, that's a dark one. Don't read that if you're in Hollywood. Oh, ho, ho.
Why, if you're in Hollywood, is it about the industry?
It's about a little sociopath guy that climbs his way up to the top.
Oh, boy.
And there's this reporter guy who, like, is with him every step of the way and keeps getting foiled by him.
Oh, no.
Maybe I should read it.
It's kind of like me and Manolo, you know?
Wait, who's the sociopath?
I don't know.
What are you trying to say?
Okay, so let's take some calls. We're going to start our first game. Are you ready for our first game?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this one's called Game Person PhD. It's submitted by Dean Evans. Oh, Manolo comes up with theme songs if you'd like to join in.
I love hearing him make them, so... Wait, you mean like join in singing?
Yeah, you're welcome to help.
Well, I like listening and I like a lot of lead time before he starts singing.
That's perfect. Okay. So you just have ideas?
What?
Wait, me doing the lead time or are you getting...
No, like when I was listening to the Michael Caine, Michael Cruz Caine interview, there is like... That you two were having a little bit of a debate. You thought Manolo might be playing a little too much music too long before he started singing.
And you
singing.
Like that.
I like it.
Okay, so maybe, why don't you play and then John will decide when the vocals should come in.
Oh boy, oh boy.
Okay.
What's it called again?
Game Person PhD.
It's that.
Wait. Manolo.
What's going on?
John was going to tell you when to...
Oh, yeah. I thought you were going to tell me when to stop.
Oh, no.
Okay, you're going to tell me when to start.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry, I get those
two. I'll go. Okay,
you get stop and start mixed
yes.
up?
Yes.
You can't
it
drive a car.
It ruined my life.
It ruins your life? Yeah, it should. Those are two big things to keep different. Oh my God. Okay.
All right. So you tell me when to start.
Just so there's no confusion, I'll just say okay. And then the green light whenever. You know, green light, red light.
Yeah. Okay. So when you say okay,
mm-hmm.
that's means green
like,
light.
Yeah.
Okay. And then how about when I stop?
When you stop, you can stop whenever.
Okay.
Then it's on you.
I think you might flourish with these boundaries.
All right, let's try it. Right. Wait, what's the name of this game again?
No!
Game Head PhD? VHS?
All right, okay.
I say you start playing, then I say okay when you sing.
Oh, I start playing, and then when you say, okay, got it. All right.
Okay.
Game Head VHS is rented at the store. This is what I watch in. What's in your Game Head? Put the VHS in. I will put it in your mouth and watch through your eyeballs.
Okay. So it was called Game Person PhD. But Game Head VHS, okay, I guess, does the trick.
All right, let's start
No, absolutely no more time will be spent on this. Game Head VHS. Put it in VHS. No, someone just suggested trick or grape. Okay, just keep it in mind. Okay.
Ding, ding, ding.
Thank you. Okay, so here's how this game works. This is based off the knockoff Halloween costumes you find at budget superstores, specifically the costumes where the manufacturer doesn't pay for the rights but still uses the character's image. Like, Red Jumping Plumber costume is obviously Mario. Evil Weekday Cutie costume might be Wednesday Adams. Red Space Ninja costume would be the Red Power Ranger, and so on. The name of the game is Game Person PhD.
What does that have to do with the costume?
Dean wrote it twice, just in case somebody accidentally made a whole theme song called Gamehead VHS.
They knew.
Yeah. Okay, so here's how the game works. The callers think of a character and describe it in these knockoff generic costume terms, and the hosts take turns guessing who the character is based on the description. If the host guesses, the person gets a custom egg.
That's the name of the title of the game is them doing the knockoff Dr. Game show. I didn't know that. I was like, what does that have to do with college or whatever?
What does that have to do with college or whatever? Something to think about.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I just got that now,
see?
Too. I just got that.
Yeah, because I was like, that's an amazing game. Why would you call it, like, whatever. I got my master's degree on games or whatever, VHS.
I think that something has happened to you since John has gotten here. No. I will say this. You've never acted like this
before.
He
put me in a world and I can't get out of it.
Yeah.
You've locked
He's
him
got
in a
grape
prison.
On the brain.
Yeah.
Ding, ding, ding.
There's a really funny costume that I see circulating online sometimes, which in this same vein, which is a knockoff Beetlejuice, and they call it Juice Demon. It's pretty good.
That's so dumb. Yeah. Juice Demon.
Juice Demon. Okay, so here's what I'll have them do. I'll have the callers call in, and then if you and Manolo can guess.
Okay.
Okay? Mm-hmm. I'll be administrator. Mm-hmm. Okay, so Evan from Madison, Wisconsin. Evan, you're on the... Oh, Evan. Evan, there we go. Okay. You there?
Fell into a pile of
Hey,
greatness.
I'm here.
Evan, did you just bust through a brick wall or something? Where'd you come from just now?
I mean, I just turned my speakerphone off. Is that what you're referring to? Yeah.
That couldn't possibly be it.
You have a jangly phone.
Yeah, some kind of jangly phone. Okay, so Evan, you want to play? You want to describe your thing?
A costume? Was that it?
What? Evan, where were you the last, I'd say, 5 minutes? We were really going through this. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wait, so...
Evan, it really sounds like I called you. I'll say that. It really does.
By surprise?
Yeah, yeah, for sure. It seems like a really... I'm saying, oh, is Evan there, please? Could he play a game?
Hi. No, the rules... You mentioned something about a red... plumber outfit, and it was Mario.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yes.
So
I think the game would be, you would maybe think of some character or some person and describe them in a way like red jumper outfit, and then we'd have to guess.
I guess it's like Taboo, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, almost like
Taboo. Okay. Okay, like I got it now. Demon. I totally get it.
Juice. Okay, here we go. Juice Demon. Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to describe like a doctor's garment, like something like a suit a doctor would wear, like the white thing. You know, when you go to the doctor's office and what they're wearing.
Are you at the doctor's
also,
right now?
What's
just
that?
Naming things from across the room.
I was just wondering if you were at the doctor's right now.
No.
Okay.
No, I'm in the spare bedroom at my parents' house.
Wonderful.
Cool.
Are you visiting?
Okay. Okay. I am visiting.
Are you looking nice. For the word yeah. lab coat?
Oh my God, yes. That's it. Yes, lab coat, but also a cane.
Oh, gotcha. But can you rephrase that so it's like a catchy name that would go on a...
Yeah, what would the label say?
What would the label say?
The label would say, lab coat with cane.
Like lab coat with cane person? Is it a person?
Yes, yes. Lab coat with a cane person. Yes. Thank you.
Okay. Oh, yeah, no, thank you. So lab coat with cane person. Do y'all have any ideas who this is? Manolo?
Do you have a guess? I'm trying to think.
I don't even watch the show. It's House, right?
You think it's House? Oh. What do you think?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
You got it. Dr. House.
Well,
from the show House.
That's good. Yeah.
Evan, you're getting a custom magnet. Who did you think it was, what? John?
I thought it was like maybe an X-Men character or something. Like, is there
the Rickety Man?
Yeah.
Wow. Evan, really good job. All right. Lab coat.
Thanks,
with
Dicker
cane
Mule.
Person really did good. Thank you, Evan. Mm. Goodbye.
I'm hoping for that. I think each of us contributed.
That was really helpful. Okay, Maggie from Hallsville, Texas. Maggie, are you there?
Hi.
Hi, Maggie.
Ooh, can we ask where Hallsville is?
Yes.
Where's Hallsville?
It's like East Texas.
Like Houston? Like,
no, like northeast, kind of between Shreveport and Dallas.
Okay, Texarkana-ish?
Yeah, but more in.
Okay.
More in.
Are you a Texan?
No.
Okay. Well, that was just inquisitive, just a curious guy.
I went to college there.
Okay.
Wow. Okay, so Maggie, are you ready?
Yeah, I think I'm ready.
Okay.
Okay, so mine is the package set says, "Her, yay, lady of Slatehead."
What?
And it's got like a sword and an outfit.
And an outfit. That's you want to get like a little more specific with that outfit line.
Also, can you repeat it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's her, yay, lady of Slatehead. So it's got like a sword with like a gem in it, uh-huh. And then like a white outfit with like gold on it.
Okay,
I got it.
John, who do you think it is?
I just want a clarity on the line. What was it? Lady of what?
Slatehead.
Slatehead, like slate, like the news.
Okay, Lady of Slatehead. I mean. White?
Sorry, my mom's here.
Of course. Hi.
Hey.
The white and gold kind of threw me off. I'm at a loss again on this one. I'm just gonna do a Hail Mary and say Xena Warrior Princess. Okay. But
she like switched the words out with other words.
Well,
oh,
okay.
Woman of...
So it was like her yay.
Like her yay, like she.
Yeah.
Yay, boo, shibu, like
shibu,
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 woman of rock face. Shibu, woman of rock face.
That's my guess. I chased it.
Shibu, woman of rock face.
I feel like this is like a game of telephone. Like it's getting further and further, but
well,
still on the same like. Wavelength.
So save us, Manolo. What is
what
it?
What do you think, Manolo? Do you think it's Shibu, woman of rock face?
I think it was She-Ra,
it's
Lady
She-Ra.
Of Grayskull.
Oh, is He-Man?
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Maggie, you get a custom magnet. Tell your mom.
Ooh, Sticker Mule.
Slatehead.
Wow. Incredible. Goodbye, Maggie.
Rock face.
Okay, wow. We're learning a lot. Okay, so let's talk to Kristen from Fayetteville, North Carolina. Kristen, are you there?
I'm here.
Hi, Kristen.
Hello.
Yes?
Hi, Joe. I'm
Manolo.
Hi, John.
Are you on some kind of speakerphone or like some kind of phone that's on a horse or something?
Is it a horse better? Phone?
Oh. Are you there?
She dismounted.
I'm here.
Okay, yeah, that's better. Okay, Kristen, describe your costume, please.
Okay. Okay. Clothes underwater. Rectangular buddy.
Okay, and that's what it's called on the label?
Yeah.
Can you repeat it?
Clothed underwater rectangular buddy.
Oh.
I think
What do you think, John?
I would say SpongeBob.
You'd say SpongeBob. Would you say?
Yeah.
That was...
At first I was like, drowning person.
Is it, in fact, SpongeBob?
That is correct.
Oh my gosh. Kristen, you're getting a custom magnet. We're really doing good stuff here. Yeah, really good. Goodbye.
Good job.
Okay, wow. This is, I'd say we'll take one more call and then we're done. Let's talk to, we haven't talked to Freddie in Freestone, California for a while. Freddie, are you there?
Hey, everyone. I'm here and my sister is also here with me.
Who?
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Y'all are having a fun time, huh?
Oh, great.
We're having a great time. We've been estranged for years, but this is the way that we agreed to come together, is on the phone with you all.
Is that true?
It's not true. I was trying to be funny. Yeah, sorry.
No, never apologize for trying to be funny.
I wish you guys were really estranged.
Has Freddie called before? Was that
Freddie has called before.
Oh, cool.
I believe the last time Freddie called in was it your birthday?
It was my birthday. Thank you so much for remembering.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. Yeah, I just can tell you were never estranged from your sister because y'all are giggling quite a lot, and strange people don't usually giggle so much.
Yeah, we like each other.
I mean, I would say Manolo and I never knew each other before, but we're giggling quite a bit today.
Yeah, we were estranged.
Would you say that you were estranged by circumstance?
Yeah, by circumstance.
And now you're giggling today.
Giggling can also definitely be like a stress response, I feel like.
Oh no, maybe me and Manolo are super stressed out.
Wow, Freddie.
John, you stress me out.
Wow, Freddie.
I'm not trying to call anyone out.
No, Freddie, it seems like you're being just as savage as we can be here. Okay, and that's a new tone for us. Okay, so Freddie, is Elise playing too?
Yeah, she's a little overstimulated, I think, by all the action, but you're playing, right, Elise?
Yep, I'm playing.
Okay, go ahead. Slam it to us.
Are we taking turns, or is that what's happening?
Yeah, you both can go. Why not?
Okay. Thank you so much. Okay, so my submission is Coverall Bubble Cuties.
Coverall Bubble Cuties?
Coverall Bubble Cuties.
Freddie, what did you have for breakfast this morning?
Freddie, this is important.
I had French toast. Why do you ask?
I don't know. Just trying to get more information to figure out this one.
Did that help you?
Not really. French toast bubble cuties.
Manolo, do you
no,
have...
No, not French toast. What was it?
French cover toast all, bubble cuties.
Cover all bubble cuties.
If it was French toast bubble cuties, that would be SpongeBob, I think.
Oh. Yeah.
Okay. I don't know if I see that, but all right.
So wait, what's in the package?
What's in the package?
Oh, you want me to describe?
Yeah, what's in there? What's in there?
Is that allowed?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it's kind of just like a big yellow blob with coveralls.
Oh, I know what it is.
maybe one eye, maybe two eyes.
One, two, three. What is it?
Oh, were you counting off?
Should we?
Or are you counting the eyes?
Okay, no. First of all,
I have. Can I ask a question?
Yeah, that's.
Now, Freddie, with your French toast this morning, did it come with banana?
Oh, no.
I mean, I made some banana with it. Yeah, why do you ask?
Yeah, well, how do you know?
Well, then I'm going to go with Minion.
So it did help.
You're right on. I don't understand the banana reference, but
they say,
I'm kind of a poser. I've never actually seen Minion.
Oh, okay. I think that's... They say that frequently. They that's one of their words in the made up language. They say like banana.
Oh, is that true? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I caught that now.
Were you gonna say that as well?
Yeah.
Wow. Freddie, you're getting a custom magnet.
Oh my god, thank you so much.
But now it's Elise's turn. Elise, do you wanna go?
I'm kind of panicking, but yes, I do wanna go.
Okay, go for it.
I was going to say crude, but somewhat charming and bumbling seafaring man.
That's the label?
Nope.
Could you repeat it one more time?
Crude, but somehow charming and bumbling seafaring man.
So succinct.
I have a lead. I have what are you thinking?
Do you want to ask what she had for
breakfast? What did you have for breakfast?
trail mix.
Trail mix.
Wow, Freddie, you really messed over your sister there. That's having deluxe French toast while
with a banana.
At least has the ingredients.
I just always rub my French toast in her face.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. Can you tell us what's in the one or two of the items in the costume bag?
Costume sick.
Kind of like very grubby brown canvas clothes and a hat and like a sword.
Sword.
Okay.
And like a dreadlock.
Okay. And a dreadlock.
A dreadlock.
I think I have a guess.
What do you think?
I would maybe go with Jack Sparrow.
Manolo?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's
yeah, I said Jack Sparrow.
Oh, and Manolo said it too. That's at least you're getting a custom magnet. Wow.
Oh my god.
Thank you all so much for facilitating our family reunion.
What a sibling. Yeah. What a sibling pair. Goodbye.
Bye.
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 I love those little ums. Okay, so
you know what's in trail mix?
Oh.
Peanuts.
Let me see.
There we go.
There we go. Yeah, there we go. Okay. Okay, so this one, let's see. This next game is called The Initial Incident. It's submitted by Connor Dixon from Brooklyn, New York. Take it away with the theme song.
What is it called again? Why are you staring at me?
It's called The Accident.
The Accident? Okay. So, are we going to do the thing where you say okay?
Yeah.
All right. Let me try something else.
But I feel it's called The Incident. For real. Okay.
It is an incident, and it leads to accidents because I don't know. Don't slip on a grape.
Wow, he's having more melodies than ever before. I'll say that.
That's amazing.
It's a new Dr. Game show.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, so this is called, it's truly called The Initial Incident, but the two of you together just walking around, well, just throwing beans at each other, I'll say that. Okay, so here's how the game works.
Bingo. Kidney.
Yum. Mm-hmm. Definitely a kidney.
He's never been so happy in all of his life. You know that he wears a frown for most of all of Dr. Game Show?
No, did you know that for most of my days I eat black beans for breakfast?
Is that true?
And an egg, yeah.
Wow. Anything else, salsa?
A little bit of kimchi and yeah.
Sounds good.
Oh, okay. And raw red onions.
Raw onions.
Red onions.
Yes. Yum, yum.
They're good for you.
That's what everybody wants for breakfast.
You need that biodiversity in your digestive system. All right. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So here's how this game works. Players make up names for famous people who use initials instead of names. For example, T.S. Eliot could be The Sims Eliot. If Manolo is tickled or amused by the funny name, players get a custom magnet. If he is unimpressed, players get no magnet and must make up a new name using their own initials and go by that from now on.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wait, so how does it work exactly? Like, you have to make up things for a person, initials?
So let's take, how about let's take E.E. Cummings.
Okay.
You got to make up, what does the E's stand for?
I got it. So it could be like Eagle Emergency Cummings. Okay.
So it seemed like he was pretty tickled.
Yeah, I guess that was
he didn't want to laugh, but you could tell it was coming out of his throat. So
reluctant chuckle.
Yeah.
So you don't have to rename yourself.
That's good. That's very good, actually.
What's an example of like having to rename yourself? Like,
okay, so do a bad one for E.E. Cummings. Do one that no one's going to hate.
Okay. Egregious Emergency Cummings.
Oh my God, John. Can't believe you said that.
I know. Ugh. He's raising his fist at me right now. You can't see it, but
so now John has to you have to rename yourself with your initials,
right?
JH.
So I'd be like, just having.
So then we'd have to call you just having
yeah.
for the rest. Well, okay, so that's kind of what could happen.
Okay, that's got pretty it? Good.
Savage.
Yeah, I want everyone to lose.
Yeah. Okay, so that's kind of what happens. Okay, so there, we feel good?
Mm-hmm.
So, and with that, knowing that, maybe you might everybody might lose. Maybe might everybody. Okay, so let's talk to Jacob from Santa Barbara, California. Jacob, are you there?
Oh, yeah, I'm here. Hi, Joe.
You want to say hi to everybody else, Jacob?
Oh, yeah. Hi, Manolo. I didn't come in early enough to hear the guest name, but hi, guest.
It's just having?
Just having is my new name.
So...
Well, okay, it's like so talking to my dad.
Jacob. Okay, Jacob, here is yours. You ready?
Yes.
J.K. Rowling. Jacob.
I won't hang up this time, Joe.
Good. It's good, Jacob.
Knowledge Rowling, because she's all about the teachers.
Just Knowledge Rowling. Manolo, were you tickled?
No, that was so bad. Ugh.
Okay, Jacob, Manolo was not tickled. Okay, you did not tickle.
I want to be tickled.
And you didn't tickle him.
No.
You didn't. He didn't get tickled. So, Jacob, what's your last name start with?
H.
H.
Oh.
So,
just
that? Yeah, seems like you could be another just having. So, J.H., if you could just kind of rename yourself.
Just hang up because I failed.
No!
Oh, well, that is a very sweet name. Just hang up because I failed. All right. Well, I'll keep that in mind the next time you call in. Jacob, always a pleasure to talk to you. I mean, just hang up because I failed. Always a pleasure to talk to you. Talk to you soon, okay, Just?
Bye, Just.
Bye, Just.
Bye, Just.
I love you.
Bye. Oh, my God. And after that. Okay, so that started off rough. You know, another Just having. Okay, Griffin from Pasadena, California. Griffin, are you there?
Yeah, how can I help you?
Tickle me.
I think we're supposed to order something.
Oh.
Okay, do you want to order anything?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I guess just... I don't know.
I can't hear you really quite right.
Hi, Jacob. Good to talk with you.
This is Griffin.
Okay.
Okay, I think I can hear you now.
Oh, after all that, after that run around, now you can hear us? Okay. So,
can I get a hot chicken?
Sounding.
What?
You want a chicken?
A hot chicken with waffle fries.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, do you want that with
I don't understand.
Fries.
I don't know.
I'll get a burger with angry sauce.
Okay, that's quite enough from everybody. All right, so Griffin, yours is going to be George R. R. Martin.
So I have to do the two R's?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay. George Round Robin Martin.
Oh my God, Griffin. That's so terrible.
Yeah, right. Manolo was tickled.
No,
I wasn't. We could tell.
I was
there
angry.
I thought there was a little
just
a
having,
smile.
Wasn't there a little tickle?
No,
yeah, there,
I thought I was
there.
So angry. I was grimacing.
No, I saw a little smile.
You were griggling.
I was shaking my griggling.
Wow, Griffin.
I was choking on my own angry sauce.
Griffin, I don't know. I think you might have gotten that one. You might have gotten something past him with round robin. Martin. He's tickled.
No,
well,
you have to name yourself.
Good job, Griffin. Good job.
I don't have to name myself now.
No, you tickled.
But you had a name for yourself, right?
Did you have a name for yourself?
I was going to say my own name.
What's that?
Ugh.
What was that? What's it going to be? Griffin?
That was a real gurgle. I gurgled.
All right.
That was awesome. That was awesome. Is
goodbye,
he still there?
I don't know. He's not talking to us.
Bye, Jacob.
Goodbye.
Jacob.
Goodbye, Jacob. Okay, goodbye, Jacob. Well,
wait, does this happen? It seems that when people call in, they like either don't like they don't know that they have called in. Does that happen frequently, or like, or playing the game is almost torture a little bit? It feels like
yeah. Let's interview somebody. Let's talk to somebody about that. I think that'd be interesting. We'll talk to Sarah from Philadelphia. See what's going on, Sarah. You're speaking for the group.
Hi. So what were you just saying? Sorry.
I didn't catch it. I was saying that for a lot of the callers who have called in, it sounds a little bit like they didn't know that they had called in or felt kind of pained to play the games.
Yeah, I mean, I don't even know who I'm talking to right now.
Yeah,
oh my gosh.
It does seem
I've been sitting on hold for I don't know what.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, so Sarah,
wait, were you listening in on the show? At all?
Oh, no, I'm kidding. Yeah.
Ay, caramba.
That's exactly the sentiment I was going to say. Okay, so are you ready, Sarah? You ready to play?
I'm going to try.
Okay, so there is pain. Okay, so I'll give you J.R.R. Tolkien.
Oh, my God. So, okay, this is great because I thought I got to pick it, and then I realized that you guys had to pick it. And that was the one I was going to pick.
Oh,
wow.
So this
lines
up. Oh, wait, what was I? Oh, just riff-raffing Tolkien?
Oh, my God, Rogan. Sarah, that's so terrible.
Uh-oh, no, he's tickled. He's getting through.
I
can't even get through it.
I'm riff-raffing here. Come on.
I was grimacing.
No,
I can't tell. I couldn't tell.
He was trying to hold on to it, but it came out in the anger. He got tickled.
I have angry chuckles.
No.
Oh, that's still a tickle.
Wow. Yeah. You got tickled.
Fueled by rage.
Wow. You must have feathers for fingers because you just tickled him. Good job, Sarah. You get a custom magnet. Wow.
You get to keep your name.
Really
Thank
good.
You.
Goodbye, Sarah.
Bye, Jacob.
Goodbye, Jacob. Okay. Goodbye. Okay.
Is there there's George R. R. Martin and James R. R. Tolkien? What is it?
J. R. R. Right?
Oh, J. R. R. What is?
Did you just say James?
Yeah, wait.
Yeah, what does the J stand for anyway?
I'm feeling a little loopy. This Elmo's coffee is getting to me. What is it? Oh, J. R. R. Tolkien. Tolkien.
Tolkien.
There we go.
There we go. That's it. There we go. Okay, let's talk to one more. You ready?
Sure.
We're going to talk to one more. Alexi from Washington, D.C., a friend of the show. Alexi, are you there? Alexi, you there?
I am your friend.
Yes, of course you are.
Alexi, I have a question for you.
Okay, hello Manola and everybody and Joe and John.
So earlier, John listened to a previous episode, and he's like, is Alexi real or just pretend?
Kind of like the Easter Bunny.
And I said that you were real.
I think you just said
no, pretend. I am artificial intelligence.
See, someone pretending wouldn't say that, I think.
Can you prove to us that you're artificial intelligence?
One zero one 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 zero 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 one 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 zero zero one 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 zero.
Is that Russian?
Very interesting, Alexei.
And just quick shout out to the brown dog.
Is the brown dog there?
Oh, yeah. Here is brown dog is here now. Yes.
Okay. Is brown dog real or just pretend?
Can you hear sniffing noise?
Yes, I heard sniffing noise. Or was that you just sniffing the phone? Who knows?
Alexei, we're at a loss to what you are or who you are. But okay, so you ready for yours?
Okay, I can do it.
Okay, yours is H.P. Lovecraft.
His name is Hewlett-Packard Lovecraft.
I was thinking Hewlett-Packard, too.
I was thinking Harry Potter.
Oh, my gosh. Wow, John. Wow, must be those brown dog vibes.
Yeah.
Wow. Did you get tickled?
No, Alexei, that was terrible.
Okay, Alexei, if you could just give us the last initial of your last, or the first initial of your last name.
First, it's V, like Vladimir.
Is that your actual last name?
No.
So,
no.
Okay, so... Alec, you have to rename
yourself. AV.
I give myself new name. Oh,
AV.
Because I am artificial intelligence. My new name is audiovisual.
See, he's real.
Oh yes! Wow! Thank you, audiovisual, for calling in.
Thanks,
as
audio.
Always, really good job. Goodbye, audiovisual. Wow.
Goodbye.
Okay. I'm so happy that he called in this show.
Oh yeah. What a special treat. Oh, we have one more game. Are you ready for it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But first, a word from our sponsor.
We're really hoping to have sponsors.
Ooh.
You got any ideas?
Yeah,
you don't have any?
No, not really.
Have you reached out to anyone?
Yeah.
Is that what
Subway?
We should be doing?
Subway?
I walked by a Subway. They do that smell thing.
they bake bread and it starts, the smell seeps out into the...
But they do it to, like, attract the customers.
What's the smell thing?
It's the baked bread, but it's, like, a very... But, like, they purposely, like, waft it out, so...
Oh.
Kind of like a White Castle and stuff, but, anyway, I walked by that. I didn't even have to look, because I just smelled it. I went through a cloud of their restaurant in the... I was like, they should sponsor us.
Well, Joe's trying to get us to talk about this more, but unfortunately, we have to do another.
Well,
can just the Subway cloud sponsor us?
Yeah. Okay. So this is, again, no sponsors, only games. So we got a Jumbotron, which means that people can pay a certain amount of money and we will say what they want to say, give a message out there. And you can make your own Jumbotron at MaximumFun.org/Jumbotron. And this message is for Carson from Corey. Manolo?
Oh, my turn again?
Yeah.
Will you ever get to do one?
No.
All right. Well... This is a Jumbotron, and it goes a little something like this. Hit it. Hi, Costco. I love you so, 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 so much. And now our love is immortal forever. You are my best friend, and I thought this would be nice and cute. I hope wherever you are, whatever you are doing, this makes you smile. Have a good day. Goodbye. What do you think that was about?
I don't know, probably, but I think it's probably Corey owed Carson some money.
That's what I was thinking too. But instead they spent it on a Jumbotron.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good investment, I think. Thank you, listeners.
Hey everyone, Alden Ford here with the cast of Mission to Zix.
Hello.
Our fourth season premieres on February 19th, and for those of you who aren't familiar with the show, we decided to ask one of our characters to give you a quick recap of what's happened so far. Say hello to the clone trooper, AJ.
Who are you people? What's happening?
Okay, AJ, put your gun down. AJ, can you just tell us what's happened in the Zix Quadrant in the last couple seasons?
Oh, well, we destroyed the Emperor.
Oh, really? Okay, great.
Yeah, I mean, I think so. We knocked him into a chasm. Mr. Robot Manabarchi's ship crashed through a window, and Dar and Baby Horsehead and I took out, like, a bunch of bad guys. Papa fulfilled his destiny, and the lizard was there, too.
Okay, great. I guess I was sort of asking what the show is like.
Oh, you mean, like, it's an improvised, serialized workplace space opera featuring brilliant sound design, incredible guest stars, and an epic, hilarious tale of Fresh versus Whack?
Oh, yeah, wow. Where did you come up with that?
Jesse Thorne told me to write that on my palm.
Okay, all right. Well, Mission to Zix Season 4 debuts on February 19th on Maximum Fun. Check it out.
Hey, I'm Jared Hill, co-host of the brand new Maximum Fun podcast, Fan Time.
And I'm Travell Anderson. I'm the other more fabulous co-host. And the reason you really should be tuning in.
I feel the nausea rising.
To be Fan Time is to be a big fan of something, but also have some challenging or anti feelings toward it.
Kind of like Kanye.
We're all fans of Kanye. He's a musical genius, but like, you know.
He thinks slavery is a choice.
Or like the Real Housewives of Atlanta. Like, I love the drama, but do I want to see black women fighting each other on screen?
Ew. To the nah.
We're tackling all of those complex and complicated conversations about the people, places, and things that we love.
Even though they may not love us back.
Fanti, Maximum Fun, podcast.
Ow.
This is the last week's winner. This is Celebrity Bouncer, submitted by Kayla from Virginia.
Hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Take it away with the theme song.
All right.
Okay.
I am just guarding the door. You won't get in. Because I don't like people unless you're a celebrity.
So the bouncer is not the celebrity. It's the people coming in who are celebrities.
Oh, yeah, true.
So here's how this game works.
But that would be cool if there was a celebrity. Like if Neo was like, are you on the list?
Neo?
Whoa, you are. I don't know. Neo. Neo, the famous character.
Character? Okay, so here's...
Or Leo. I don't know. Whatever. Okay, go on.
Okay, so here's how this game works. This is the winning game. A brand new club has opened up in Fashion City. The only problem is that only celebrities are allowed to go in. To win, you must convince the bouncer, Manolo, with your best celebrity impression that you are, in fact, that celebrity to get into said club. The game ends when the club owner, Joe, decides that the club is too full. Okay, so let's do an example round.
Okay.
Okay, so John, what celebrity do you know? Can you do an impression of?
Maybe. Shoot, that's a tough question. If callers call in, I would take a suggestion from them. But just off the top of my head,
I'll give you one. You want one?
Yeah.
Okay, I think that you could be. Hobbs. From Calvin and Hobbes.
Oh, I was thinking Thomas Hobbes.
Yeah, you could be Thomas Hobbes. Be Thomas Hobbes.
Thomas Hobbes, okay. Yeah, here we go.
I don't know who that person is.
We'll try to convince him.
Okay. He might have... I am an old philosopher.
What?
I think.
Are you a ghost?
Yes. So please let me in now. I want to go in to the place.
Okay. Wait, where's that Emo Phillips?
To the place.
That's okay. The name of the club, the place. That actually is a good name for a club.
So that was your impression of Thomas Hobbes.
Yes, getting into the place. But Yeah.
Well,
tricky thing, we don't have audio of him, so who's to say?
Who's to say? Wow, who's to say? Okay, so that's an example of how good it can go. Okay, so let's we're going to talk to Carl and Carl from Chicago, Illinois. Carl? Carl?
Carl? Yeah. This is both Carls, actually. Sorry, who's calling?
Okay.
That again.
Again, we are picking up your call, and we are really, honestly, it's kind of us to do so. Which one's the Carl with the K?
That's me. That's me, Carl.
Yeah, which one's the C, Carl?
I'm the Carl with the C, and he's the Carl with the K.
Gotcha. Uh-huh.
Okay. Okay, so if you could just go ahead and do your celebrity impressions.
Are they taking turns?
Together
yeah,
or taking turns?
Are we? I thought you were talking to two. Okay.
What?
Oh.
What did you think? What did you want to happen?
I just wanted to get into the nightclub.
Are you starting?
Oh, I think I know.
Okay.
I'm the 44th person in line here.
Okay.
Oh, are you that guy from Succession? Greg or whatever?
I think a lot of good things, and I'm just looking to relax at this point. I like kite surfing.
What a charming character that guy is. Sure. Welcome to the place.
Okay. Okay, so you did get in, but I believe it was Obama. So. So
it was
Greg. That was so, Greg. That was a good Greg.
So that's that was Carl, the C Carl. That was C Carl.
That was K Carl.
Oh, K Carl. So K Carl, you are in the place, but let's see if C Carl can get in the place as well.
Oh, C Carl. I know the places. Like I got the best places here. I know the best. Let me tell you about my places. My uncle. He gets into all the places. A really smart guy, really brilliant guy.
Don't let him in. He's a real jerk.
Well, you can ignore him. He's got some preposterous ideas. But my uncle, he knows the best places. He's got very smart man, very good man.
I think maybe you mean your dad.
All right, Greg, keep it.
I didn't get a total loan from my dad to get in. I think it wasn't a lot of money.
What?
Oh, are you Shiv from Succession?
Carl with a C.
Bad cop routine.
Huh?
What's that? Who are you?
Is this dead air? Is this what it sounds like? this is President Trump.
That was President Trump?
You sound like you were like, I guess... You know, talking about your car or something. Someone who talks about a car.
Wow. Did you let President Trump get into the club?
The place?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought that he was Shiv from Succession.
Okay, again, completely off. Okay, so this is, wow. Okay, so that means you're both in the club, both presidents, Carl and Carl. Congratulations. Really good job. Thank you so much for calling in. Please call back anytime.
I just dropped a grape on the ground.
Ding, ding, ding.
Thank you so much. All right. Goodbye. Okay. So there we go. Let's see. It does seem like Alex is asking us to do a lightning round.
Okay.
So that's as fast as possible. So
Alex? Oh, Alex. Yes. So, hi, John, Alex.
John, if you could just kind of help move it along.
Yeah.
You know, either motivate Manolo or motivate the callers to do better impressions.
Okay. I've been kind of being kind so far. Should I be a little bit? Okay.
No, you need to be.
Okay.
Okay. So let's
come on, Manolo.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Here we go. Roxanne from Louisville, Kentucky. What's your lightning round? Go for it.
I'm Fran Drescher. I'm a nanny. I have kids in there.
Okay. So you're Fran Drescher.
In?
In.
Nice work.
Yep.
Custom magnet. Nice. Okay, great. John, maybe if you could just be in charge of the custom magnet.
Okay, yeah.
If you could kind of put a little flair on it every time.
Sure.
That'd be good. Okay, so let's talk to, we're talking to Elizabeth from Madison, Wisconsin. Elizabeth?
Yep.
Lightning round.
Let's hear the impression to get into the place.
Hey.
For a magnet.
I would like to be in here. I think I'll play a theme song to get in.
Oh, is that me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Whoop. You get the magnet.
Okay. Nice work. Goodbye.
Wow.
Very helpful, John. Very helpful. Okay, Michael and Robin from Edmonton, Alberta, Canada. Are you there?
Hello.
Go for it.
Can we do a little round of Dr. Hangout first?
No. Lightning round.
Okay, but just very, very quickly, I wanted to say that I had an idea for a sour grapes game where you're given a minute to rant about a fruit you hate.
Oh. Mm.
Ding, ding, ding.
Okay, thank you so much. Now to the impression.
Okay, I am a German filmmaker of some renown, and I would like to get in.
Ooh, I think I hear the Terminator here.
Yeah, it's the Terminator, yeah. Of course. Get the Terminator, that famous director, the Terminator, into the place.
I once directed a film about a man who was mauled by a bear.
Yeah, the Terminator.
Okay, great. Well,
you pointed your red eye at the guy. Or you closed your magnet. Eye and we just heard the audio.
Oh, what did they get?
Magnet. You Whoa. Get a magnet.
Nice work. Robin, do you want to go or did Michael speak for both of you?
I'll do one.
Okay, here we go.
Excuse me. I need to get into the place. Thanks.
Steve Martin?
Christopher Walken?
No, close. It was William Shatner's Captain Kirk.
Does that get a magnet?
Well, it did Manolo let...
Excuse me. Fire the phasers.
Did William Shatner get into the place?
Yeah.
Wow. You know what that means?
That means you get a magnet.
Nice work. Goodbye. Okay. Wow. That was, yeah, really good. Really, really strong. Okay. We're going to take another call. Ollivander from Long Island. We haven't heard from Ollivander in a long time. Ollivander.
Hey, Ollivander.
Hey, how's it going?
Okay, cut to it.
I've got three. Do you want...
Just one. Oh, wait,
okay, great. Hey, home, Manolo. I was wondering if you could let me into the club here.
Oh, Jim Henson. Sure.
Jim Henson.
Celebrity, yeah. Jim Henson.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Come right in to the place. Welcome.
Wow.
I mean, yeah, technically.
Yeah, technically.
Yeah.
What do you think, John?
I think that gets a magnet.
Well, that was a little anticlimactic. Okay. Thanks, Ollivander. Goodbye. Okay.
Bye.
Really started off strong, John, and then it really became just sentences.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see if we got any other. Let's talk to Luke from Edmonton, Alberta, Canada. Another Edmonton person. Luke, go for it.
Hi.
Whoa. Okay. Oh. Okay.
Hi. Hi, Mama. I'd like to come into your club.
Whoa.
Okay.
Yeah, sure. You said your name was Elmo. Why is everyone doing puppets? This club is just lousy with puppets.
Puppets and Obama.
Yeah.
Okay, so what do you think?
Sure. You could
go. Yay!
Okay, well, you know what time it is. You get a magnet.
Yes! Thank you.
Wow. Goodbye, Luke. Wow. That was.
Bye.
Wow. Really strong.
That was more than a sentence.
Wow. Really incredible riff there. Okay. Well, we'll take two more calls. Lewis in Buffalo, obviously a foe of the show. Lewis, are you there?
I am here. I thought we were good friends, Joe.
Hard to say.
Well, it landed. I have an idea for a grape game.
Nope.
Ding, ding, ding.
Nope.
Well, you said to call in if we had ideas for grape games.
Certainly. Ding,
ding, ding. It's called the Grape Menagerie.
Ding, ding, ding.
You redo a Tennessee Williams play, but you insert fruit in the key roles instead of, I guess, in this case, glass.
Okay, so just so we're all clear, the glass really is more of like a prop and not so much as a role in the play, the Glass Menagerie.
I played the role of glass when it was
snatched. I'm sorry, Lewis. I'm sorry. That's on me. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I was actually when I was in the high school play, I was in the King and I as Fabric.
Okay, this is making me so sad.
Joe, did we ever learn the name of your dog?
Lewis.
Our dog's name is Lewis. Come on.
You named your dog after me? We are friends.
Okay, Lewis. Celebrity impression or bust?
Okay. It's a me, Mario. Can I come into the play?
These celebrities are weird. This is the weirdest
it's
club.
It's a me, plumber suit jumping man.
Pretty good callback.
Well,
you gonna let him in?
Sure.
Wow.
Well, you know what that means. It's a magnet. You got it.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. It's a me magnet. You got it. Wow. Goodbye, Lewis. This went actually surprisingly
Thank you so much.
Well.
Goodbye.
Okay. Yep. All right. There we go. Okay. And I said I'd take one more call. Is that right?
Sure.
For this game. Okay. Let's talk to Matt in Seattle. Matt in Seattle. Are you there?
Yeah, I also have a grape game if you want to hear about
really
it.
Again, no, we're really just trying to get to the meat of it. Unless it's a really good grape game, because last time for that, it really did become very disappointing pretty fast.
The grape game.
Ding, ding, ding.
I'd say it's about average.
Okay, Matt. Well, if you'd like to waste our time with an average grape game, go for it.
Okay, it's called Jelly, Wine, or Raisin. You take a celebrity, and then you all vote on whether they're a jelly, a wine, or a raisin.
Okay,
so if we said Helen Hunt?
Right, I would say wine.
Pretty good.
What about another celebrity?
Do I win a magnet?
What about Mario?
He's jelly.
You think Mario's a jelly?
Interesting.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Okay.
About John Henson.
John Henson?
From the soup or whatever?
Yeah, John Henson. From
he
the soup.
A raisin, for sure.
Oh, John Henson is a raisin.
Okay.
Wow. Well, this is very helpful, Matt. Again, if you could just kind of jump into that celebrity impression now.
Okay. You ready?
Of course.
Thank you.
Like, let me into this club already. There's too many ghosts down here.
That's actually pretty good. It's a really good Scrappy-Doo. Sure.
You let in Scrappy-Doo?
Yes. That other famous celebrity, Scrappy-Doo. This club of cartoon characters and puppets.
Do you want to give Scrappy-Doo a magnet?
Well, yes. Roo, get a magnet.
Roo.
Roo, get a magnet.
Wow. What an episode. Okay, so this is... So now we've played these games. We got to vote now. We got to vote on, is it going to be Game Person PhD? Remember that one? Or as you like to call it, Game Head VHS? Is it going to be the initial incident, or as you like to call it, the accident?
Or the incident.
Incident.
Yeah, that's two alt names.
Or is it going to be the celebrity bouncer? What do we think? John, what do you think is the best one?
Boy, I would say, I can't tell if it's because it was later in the show and we were loopier, but celebrity bouncer got some good... There's a chuckle fest in here, it feels like.
A chuckle fest, yeah?
Yeah. I would, but then again, the initial accident is pretty fun because.
Wait, what happened there? I totally.
It's like somewhat like E.E. Cummings, like.
Oh, that one.
Yeah. Yeah. So that was pretty fun.
The costume one was great, though.
Costume one was good, too. Boy, so do we vote on these?
Yep.
Yeah, okay. It seems like right now the message board is voting almost unanimously on a game called Gamehead VHS, which is unfortunate. For sure unfortunate.
It was a great game.
Gamehead VHS.
So, yeah, that is it is really one person voted
fun.
On Tickle Moreno. So
oh,
which
brother.
Is clever, sure. Yeah, so it looks like that is getting quite a lot of votes. Another person voted on grape wine or raisin. Thank you
ding,
so
ding,
much.
Ding.
Yep. Okay.
That was actually pretty good. I guess I'd vote on Gamehead VHS because the theme song was good.
That's, I forget how it went.
Yeah.
Okay, let's hear from Nemo from Seattle.
Flimsy Nemo.
It's a Flimsy Nemo here. What do you think? What are you voting on?
I want to vote to be little again. I don't want to be flimsy anymore.
Okay, so John.
Classic flimsy.
John, you're just coming into this
yeah.
new, like many of our hopeful listeners. What would you make of that sentence?
It's a little sad, it sounded. Okay. At first, without knowing, it sounded like you want to be like a child again.
So Nemo's called in for a while. Nemo had developed the nickname Little Nemo because Little Nemo turns out had brothers, right?
Oh.
Yeah, I have brothers.
And they're
and
all
cousins.
Little. It's the littlest, and the cousins, the littlest family ever. And then it turns out that in the last episode, he really
became flimsy.
Became flimsy. So he became Flimsy Nemo. And now I guess he wants to go back to Little.
That's
Little Nemo.
That's what
I was confused at first, but now I get it.
Yeah, so Little Nemo is voting for his own name to be reversed back, and that's all you wanted to contribute to this democratic process? Is that right?
A write-in.
Yeah, that'd be great. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Thanks a lot, Little Nemo. Yeah. Appreciate your help. Okay, goodbye.
So a good,
thank you.
Yep.
A good jumping on point
Real
of
team
this
player.
Podcast
yeah.
is last episode.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Mm. We're going to talk to Rachel in Boston. Rachel, what do you think?
Flimsy or little?
Flimsy.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Rachel. Goodbye. Okay. That was very helpful. Okay. So it looks like we are going back to flimsy. And let's talk to Alexis in Bellingham, Washington. Alexis, are you there?
Actually, the other one.
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah. Would you like to vote?
Yes, I would like to vote on the initials game.
Wow.
And I have a submission for it.
Yeah. What do you mean? It's already a game.
But for the J.K. Rowling one, we had a Jellybean Kids Rowling.
Oh, you just wanted to play that.
You wanted to play it.
You just wanted to play that.
And vote for it.
Thanks a lot, Alexis. Really steering us back on track. Really good. Thanks a lot, Alexis. Enjoy work.
Can I get a custom magnet for that submission?
Fine, but I'm gonna scribble on it. That's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna scribble on it. It's gonna be really a little too custom for comfort. Okay. Goodbye. Okay, so it looks like the winning votes right now are flimsy and game person VHS. Gamehead VHS. That's right. Okay, so now if you could, John, I know we should wrap it up, but if you could just kind of go ahead and tell us. Are there any different rules for Gamehead VHS versus Gamehead Person PhD?
Oh, right. Or Gamehead VHS, Game Person V... Hmm?
Game Person PhD is the actual name of the game we
okay.
play. But it looks like people are voting for a game called Gamehead VHS.
I think it's essentially the same game, but when people talk, they have to talk like slight, just like barely noticeably like higher pitch voice. So... It's if this were me talking right now, if I were to transition into Gamehead VHS, I would go right here, and then this would be Gamehead VHS, back down to Game Person. So I think that's the only difference that I can objectively call.
Oh, so it's almost like you're combining flimsy and little.
Yeah, exactly.
Well,
Well, the rules are stated. It's exactly like Game Person PhD, but a little higher. Mm-hmm.
That's great. That's a great game. Anyways.
It's a great game. Congrats to Dean Evans a little bit. So. But
you hate what?
Bass.
Hates bass.
JK, I love bass.
Wow. Okay. Well, this has been Dr. Game Show. Now, John, where can they find you if they want more of you?
Oh, my. I don't know. I guess the place I'm most active would be Instagram. Mm-hmm. That would just be my name, mm-hmm. John W. Haskell.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And...
do you want to plug...
anything?
Your cats.
Oh, yes. I have two cats. Oh, yeah. Yeah, actually. My two cats have Instagrams.
Separate or together?
Separate. Whoa. They each have their own, yeah.
What's the difference in vibes?
One, our cat Francis, he's a little moody all over the place, kind of wants to be an influencer, but he just seems a little angsty. Krog is our other cat, and he's just a ball of joy and loves everything. So, Francis is Frang, F-R-A-N-G, underscore man. That's at Frang man.
Wait, why?
We call him Frang man home, yeah. And then Krog, the fun-loving one, is Krog underscore the underscore cat. Again, please follow these. You will not regret having your feed taken up by them.
I do. I just want to say that I don't think you're being completely honest. Krog is not super fun-loving on the gram. Krog has a lot of angry opinions.
He does?
Yeah.
Oh, wait. So
I say Krog has some rants.
Krog does?
Am I getting them mixed up?
You might be getting them mixed up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, one of them has a lot of rants.
One of them has a lot of rants.
That's
so
Frank.
So much so that my mom has, when I talk to, well, no, thankfully not, but he sometimes gets like depressed and goes on rants. And I talked with my mom a couple weeks ago and she was like, asked me if everything was okay.
That's funny.
Well, you can follow them. And then are you also on Twitter?
On Twitter too. Same thing, I think. John W. Haskell.
One of my favorite accounts to follow. I would encourage you all to do the same.
Whoa.
Mm. I would encourage you all to do the same. thanks so much for coming on the
show.
Thank
you for having me. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Manolo, do you have anything to plug?
I'm at Manolo something on Instagram. That's it.
Yep. Okay. Well,
I mean, I have a cartoon.
Yeah.
Out.
Yeah. How do people
see it? It's not family friend. I don't know. I guess they could go on at Golly Hell on Instagram.
Okay.
That's it.
Great.
Yeah.
If you all could maybe, I know, John, maybe, I don't know if you're a singer, but maybe if you could sing us out with Manolo, and then I'll do the special credits.
Okay.
Underneath. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Okay, here we go.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks to our sponsor, Sticker Mule. Get $10 off your first order of custom magnets or anything else at stickermule.com/gameshow. A special thanks to our engineer, Andrew Marr, our producer, Alice, our mixer, Andrea Christian's daughter, our intern, Baby Hay, recorded at Hook and Paint Studios in Bushwick, Brooklyn. The theme song is by Big Huge. You can also buy a Dr. Game Show t-shirt at maxfunstore.com. Subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Dr. Game Show. Episode of the show, we do a section called the Manolo Minute, right?
Yeah, because
why?
Apparently I don't have enough stage time.
Well, that's true. And also, I do find that
too much.
No.
Okay.
I do find that you leave listeners wanting so much more. Where is he? Why doesn't he know the name of the game? Why doesn't he know
I'm
the
not
rules?
A names person. That guy who did the German director. Like, I know who he is, but I can't think of the name. Still? It's on the tip of my tongue. I want to say, like, Vladimir Wilbur or something. There's, like, yes. a W in there.
I think it's definitely Vladimir Wilbur.
Wilbur.
Wilbur. Okay. So now, here's... I'm going to prompt you for this one. Because I think this might have been what you were thinking about.
What?
Earlier this day, you told me that you're the king of the snacks. Did you not?
When did I say that?
Did you say you're a snack king?
I didn't say I was...
What did you say?
I said I was snacking... No, like
you said, you were snacking.
Yeah, because
oh, I thought you said you were snack king.
No, like I'm a freak for the snacks. Like I have to keep. I grew up on junk food, so like that's why I'm so short. so I have to like, in order for me to stay healthy, I have to like you know not have any like, you know junk food around the house or snacks around the house. So like whenever the only time I'm around junk food is. At these recording sessions or a party, like I'm just like a gobbling down big bowl of, oh man, I went to this party last
and
weekend.
We found it. Yes.
To this party last weekend.
Yeah, go for it.
And like, it was like this novelty party tricked out, like, you know, death metal goth party, like whimsically, like whatever. Like a party and I was by the snack table. Like everyone was supposed to go to this thing, the center of the room to like watch like this a series of like, you know, dark titillating videos and stuff, but I was just like hanging back by the snacks and I was just like eating out of this like giant bowl of like hot Cheetos. And then all of a sudden I keep hearing these clicks and I look and this girl, the event photographer was just photographing me. I was like, oh, I could get out of the way. You're trying to take a picture of something else. Yeah, she's just, apparently that's interesting to people. Cause like I eat chips like those movies or like I don't know someone from who stayed in water too long gets on land and they're like kissing land. I'm like kissing the snack bowl table.
Snack bowl table.
Yeah, a table full of snack bowls.
Oh brother! Well, I think that was worth the wait. totally worth an episode of what's and huh and what are we doings. Wow, thank you, Manolo. That was the Manolo Minute. Fine.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Audience supported.